Why did it have to be Jesus who died for sin? I am Joel Kripe, and you are listening to Going Small. The memory verse for the day, Romans 5:8, was being taught at a Waterford Good News Club, which says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The teacher explained what that meant, but across the room, a third grade boy raised his hand and asked, "But why did it have to be him?" Without missing a beat, he was told that because Jesus was without sin, he was the only one who could die for the sins of the world. These are the questions being asked and the answers being given in Good News Clubs on public elementary schools on a weekly basis around the country. You can be the one telling children why it had to be Jesus that died for their sins. Join us today. Start the process by going to cefnorcal.org. This is Joel Kripe encouraging you to go, and in your going, to go small.